You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is CBS Sports Radio, and you are locked in to the JR Sport Brief show. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family, Rocket can. We've been waiting for it tonight. We've been waiting for the start of the 2022 NFL season, and game one, it's a wrap. About an hour ago, the Buffalo Bills, they showed everybody why they are legitimate Super Bowl contenders as they beat up on the reigning Super Bowl champions. Tonight, Buffalo beats the Rams in Los Angeles. The final score, 31-10. This game was tied at 10-all at halftime. But let me tell you, it was not competitive. Not at the end. Turnovers kept the Los Angeles Rams in this game. And then Buffalo just turned things on in the second half. And that was pretty much all that she wrote. I'm being joined here by super producer and host Dave Shepard. And a big shout out and thank you to everybody listening all over North America. I'm going to be rolling here with you for the next 2 hours. This is a 4-hour show. I get started every night, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158. And if you're fancy enough to have a smart speaker, if you talk to a computer, if you talk to a machine, just get its attention next time. Say, hey, play CBS Sports Radio. Now, this was an ass-whooping. There's no other way for me to call it. It really is. You know, last night I sat here with you on CBS Sports Radio, and I did a few things. I gave you a top six list, and I told you when it came down to the team I believed had the best chance to go ahead and win a Super Bowl this year, or win the Super Bowl, it was going to be the Buffalo Bills because of all of their talent on offense, because of all of their talent on defense. And I gave you the Rams as well. We haven't seen a team repeat as Super Bowl champs since the New England Patriots did it in 2005. And that's not to say that it will not happen again this year. But it's a tough thing to do. And every single season, one team gets punched in the mouth and then they come back. It's typically a learning experience. Every single season that we have seen Josh Allen at the helm for the Buffalo Bills, they've improved. This past playoffs, one of the best games ever, they lost. Difficult fashion, playoff fashion, overtime fashion. It sucked to look at. And now they're back and they're better. They actually added someone who just won a Super Bowl. He's one of the best defenders to play in the NFL ever. His name is Von Miller. The man who won a championship in Denver, who became a rental last year with the Rams, helped them win a Super Bowl. And now he's here with the Broncos. He's here with the Bills. 6-year deal, $120 million. And you want to know something? It didn't take Von Miller a lot of time to introduce himself formally to Bills fans in a regular season. Because Von Miller tonight, this man didn't just have one sack against his former team. Von Miller didn't just have two sacks against his former team. He also had three tackles for loss. And by the way, Matthew Stafford, for tonight, he was sacked 7 times. Courtesy of the Bills Radio Network, how about we hear the first Von Miller sack?
On 2nd and 6, LA's going to throw it again. This time, Stafford surrounded by Bills and dropped. He is sacked. Back at the 49-yard line, Von Miller got him and brought him down. The former Ram, the future Hall of Famer with his first sack in a Buffalo Bills uniform.
Oh, that was so nice. That was early in the game. What about twice? Listen.
Second and nine. Rams at the Buffalo 41. Now the gun. The snap to Stafford. Doesn't see the pressure coming. He gets hit from behind, and he is dropped there. Von Miller from the blind side sacked him all the way back at the midfield line. They lost 9 yards on that sack.
Oh, Von Miller, obviously, immediately paying dividends as a member of the Buffalo Bills. Yeah, Matthew Stafford, remember the guy? It was, we learned earlier in the day, elbow injury. He actually had surgery in the offseason. How's that arm feeling right now? I bet it ain't feeling all that damn good. 7 sacks. This was bad tonight. Matthew Stafford, 3 interceptions, 1 touchdown. The 1 touchdown went to guess who? Went to Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp is the only guy who had a good night. 13 receptions, 128 yards, and he had a touchdown in the back of the end zone. You know, one of those TDs that you grab where you just keep your toes in bounds. Exciting. But there wasn't a damn thing else exciting tonight for these Rams. This is the worst loss by Sean McVay since 2017. Allen Robinson making his debut. He was the wide receiver signing. Tonight, what did he do? He only had 1 catch. Well, that stinks. You got to get him involved next time. This is the first time, even though it's 1 game, that Sean McVay has been underneath or sub 500. And this was just bad. Bad all around. And Von Miller just won a championship with the Rams. Von Miller is trying to win one now with the Bills and pick up his 3rd ring. And afterwards, he spoke to the media. And he told everybody, oh, hell yeah, I'm happy. Listen to how happy he was.
Celebrate tonight. You know, I'm good at that, too. We're going to celebrate tonight. We're going to make the plane do backflips on the way home. And, you know, and then tomorrow, you know, kind of digest, you know, kind of what happened tonight and then move forward. We got a big Monday night game coming up against the Tennessee Titans.
Well, I hope that plane doesn't do backflips on the way back to Buffalo. Just go straight, please. That'd be nice. And so Von Miller, we know, he's going into the Hall of Fame. He's just trying to add on to his own personal legacy by winning a championship here with the Buffalo Bills. And what a hell of a way to start. But the man who is the centerpiece of the Buffalo Bills team, the man who's the centerpiece of their offense, the man who didn't receive a damn offer out of high school, the man that had to go and seek an opportunity to play football, is one of the best quarterbacks in the game. His name is Josh Allen. And tonight, he helped contribute 4 touchdowns. 3 touchdowns in the air, 3 separate receivers, 1 rushing touchdown, in the 3rd quarter, he even decided to hand out one hell of a stiff arm. This man was, you know, rushing the ball, his rushing touchdown. He extended that arm out over the goal line like he was some guy named Michael Jordan. Listen to this touchdown run, 4 yards, and Josh Allen giving the super stretch.
Here's the snap. Josh looks to his left. Pumps once. Now he's going to keep it. He's going to run. He's inside the 5. He tries to stretch into the end zone. He is in. He is in. Touchdown, Buffalo. Josh Allen stretched it out and crossed the goal line for the Buffalo touchdown. Wow.
Yeah, I love a good stretch out. That was in the 4th quarter. Put them up 24-10. But with so many damn turnovers, they get the ball back. And what else happens? This was the final score of the game, really. This is Josh Allen. Not only is he rushing for touchdowns, I told you he threw 3 bombs. This one happened to go out to Stephon Diggs on, you know, well, 53 yards, like it was nothing. This pushed the score to 31-10, which was the final. Listen.
He's in the gun, gets a snap. Pocket collapsing, gets out of pressure, runs to his right, throws it downfield looking for Diggs. Diggs stops, and he makes the catch, and he's in the end zone. Touchdown, Buffalo, Stephon Diggs. Adjusted as the ball was hung up high by Josh Allen. He was under heavy pressure. Diggs virtually stopped at the 2-yard line, made the catch, and fell into the end zone. Wow!
No, we can talk about heavy pressure. I told you about Josh Allen. Unfortunately, it's two interceptions, one of them off the hands. And same thing for Matthew Stafford. He was snake bit in a couple of his turnovers. But damn it, three INTs? That's tough. To be sacked seven times, to throw three interceptions, it sucks. There's no other way to put it. And that third interception of the game was late in the game. Boogie Basham, he tipped it and snatched it out the air all by himself.
First down at the 45. This pass is tipped. It is intercepted. Picked off by Boogie Basham of the Bills. He's still on the run inside the 30, inside the 25, and brought down finally at the 22-yard line. Boogie Basham tipped it right to himself. A late flag on the play as he and the Bills defenders celebrate. Now the door is closing fast on the Rams.
Yeah, that door didn't just close fast. It got shut in their face. Stephon Diggs tonight. Man, 84 yards and a touchdown with Ramsey pretty much on him tonight. Wow. Stephon Diggs ultimately finished tonight with 122 yards. And you want to talk about pressure. I told you that. Yeah, Matthew Stafford was feeling it all night long. But somehow, some way, Sean McVay, who even at 36 years old has been one of the best coaches in the NFL, even after the loss, Sean McVay, he sees the positive in this situation.
I got to do better. There was a lot of decisions that I made that I felt like didn't put our players in good enough spots. This was a humbling experience, but we're going to stay connected. We're going to all look inward. We're going to do a better job moving forward. But you give credit to the Bills, and then we've got to understand that we've got to have that mindset and mentality to be able to move forward accordingly. But, I do take a lot of responsibility in this. It was a very humbling night, but one that, you got to be able to look yourself in the mirror, say, I got to be better within the framework of my role. That's exactly what I'm going to do. That's what I know our coaches are going to do. That's what our players are going to do. And we're going to stay together, and we're looking forward to our next opportunity to be resilient and respond.
Damn. Hey, Shep, Sean McVay makes me want to drink a 5-hour energy drink.
So you like the guy?
Oh, yeah, I like him, but I mean, damn, how many 5 hours in coffees do you think he had today?
Listen, man, a lot.
Yeah, that's a very, very energetic fellow, and I'm sure right now, this moment, this second, he's probably pouring through some film because he's a great coach. I know something else that he probably wants. He probably wants the return, ultimately, of Odell Beckham Jr. Let's keep in mind, this opening night game and matchup took place in Los Angeles. They raised a banner. Whitworth was on hand. We know he is now a broadcaster and announcer. And Odell Beckham Jr., he was there as well to help raise the banner. He was holding the Vince Lombardi trophy. And we have heard reports that the Rams are leaving a locker open for him. He was there on the field celebrating their victory in the Super Bowl as they raised the banner. And even though Von Miller is on the other team right now, he took time out of his press conference when asked to talk about Odell and his potential future. Take a listen.
I mean, well, he said whoever won this game, that's where he was going to go, you know. So, I mean, you know, it's truth behind every joke, you know. So we just had to see, man. He's a huge part of our success last year. And, you know, whenever he gets healthy, man, I'm sure it's a lot of teams that, you know, going to be wanting him. And, you know, we just got to wait and see, man. I think we did everything we could possibly do to get him. We just got to, you know, wait till he gets healthy, man. We got a great squad over here, and I think everybody, you know, saw it, man. I think Josh, you know, add another weapon, man. That's just another guy that we could get the ball to, man. But right now, man, we got a great group of guys, man. You know, Isaiah McKenzie, Gabe Davis, Dawson Knox, Diggs, man. Running backs went crazy today. Offensive line, Brock DeWill. We got a great team, man. And, you know, we're just going to keep going. And, you know, whenever he gets healthy, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we will see what happens and what takes place with Odell Beckham Jr. We most certainly know, if we look back the last season, Vaughn was recruited. These two guys were just like, oh, yeah, Los Angeles, let's try to do it in Los Angeles, and they did it. Unfortunately for Odell Beckham Jr., we saw him go down in that Super Bowl. And so as we move on and see where he gets picked up, well, damn it, we'll see. But tonight, a ridiculous statement game. It was 10-10 at halftime, and that really wasn't indicative of what the Buffalo Bills were doing. Josh Allen started off the game a perfect 10 of 10. Throws a touchdown, has an interception tipped, and then 10-10 when we get into the second half, the Rams don't even score. Don't even put a point. They were shut out. The Rams were shut out in the second half. And so in the first game of the season, welcome to 2022. The Buffalo Bills are the favorites. They are favorite for a reason. And this is not an exaggeration. This is not just looking at a team on paper. They're badass. We just have to see if they can do it throughout the entire season. And if they can, we got a lot of fans in Buffalo who will be thrilled. The Rams will be fine. They will be okay. Unless Matthew Stafford's arm falls off and, you know, runs into the ocean, they will be fine. They'll be okay. But tonight, it's the Bills. And what are they going to do against Tennessee? Buffalo Bills probably going to beat them up too. On a comeback, who's next for the Rams? Well, we know that they're not going to play this upcoming week. They're going to take on Atlanta. And we know this. The Rams are probably going to beat the living hell out of them Falcons. They'll be okay. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I got the phone lines open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The 2022 NFL season is now underway. And a statement is made by the Buffalo Bills as they beat the Rams. The final score, 31-10 in Los Angeles. The Rams raise their Super Bowl banner. And the Bills, they lay down the hammer. I'm going to take your calls on the other side, get your thoughts on this game. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I got to tell you, JR, the only highlight of my night is being able to talk to you. One of the best and most underrated in the business, I got to tell you. You're amazing.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show. CBS Sports Radio. The Buffalo Bills, they make their statement tonight against the defending Super Bowl champion, Rams, and they win 31-10, as Andrew Whitworth and Odell Beckham Jr. were on hand to raise the banner, the championship banner at SoFi Stadium. Man, you know Sean McVay, he wishes that he had them out there, especially Whitworth. He may try to pull him out of retirement because the offensive line needed it. They needed him. As Matthew Stafford was sacked 7 times. Von Miller had 2 of them, 3 tackles for loss. Josh Allen accounted for 4 touchdowns tonight. Yeah, the Buffalo Bills are here, folks. They're here. Let's see what they can do throughout the entire season. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Kareem is calling from Cali. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Kareem.
What's up, JR? Yeah, man, so definitely you know, them Bills made a statement. I thought Josh Allen was going to probably be the front runner for MVP going into this season. And, you know, you made a comment on the last segment. Had it not been for the 3 turnovers, you know, it could have been a lot worse. It probably would have cooked them guys by 30. But, you know, the thing is about Buffalo last year when they played that divisional game against KC, they couldn't find a defense to save their life, and that's why they ended up losing that game. Had they won that game, it was going back and forth down the stretch, but had they won that game, I think they beat a Cincinnati team at home and probably beat the same Ram team last year and probably get their first Super Bowl in their franchise history. But, hey, that's over with. We on the 2022. Josh Allen, he a stud, man. I just want to say about my Niners, though, everybody been talking about is Trey ready. He may not be, but I love the way that Garoppolo, you know what I'm saying, kept us poised, didn't get, you know, to the point where he was upset about how the way things played out, restructured, and got back with the team that, you know, can basically face that Bill team in the Super Bowl this year. So even if Trey don't pan out, I still like our chances with Gropp. I think we got a top five defense, and we're going to be all right. Thanks for the time, brother. Have a blessing.
You as well, Kareem. Thank you for calling from California. Kareem is telling us that, well, we might see the 49ers and the Bills in the Super Bowl. Okay. Let's see Kyle Shanahan work that miracle. And, yeah, Jimmy Garoppolo. Yeah, he ain't whine. He ain't complain. He restructured, lowered his salary in return. What option did Jimmy Garoppolo have? What option? This man is hurt all the time. He just had surgery on his shoulder. Was he blowing out an Achilles? Is it a knee? Is it a shoulder? Like, he's always hurt. He ain't had no choice. I don't know about that one. That's an interesting story to watch. What happens with the Niners this season? Trey Lance versus Jimmy Garoppolo. Let's put them in the octagon and see what happens. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Jordan is calling from New Hampshire. You are on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going very well. What's on your mind, Jordan?
Don't you think Josh Allen's a fraud? The Bills as a whole are frauds. They lost four straight Super Bowls in the 90s. One win won't change anything.
Well, thank you, Jordan, for calling from New Hampshire. Hey, Shep, just for clarity's sake, what year are we in? What year is this?
A year that Jordan's not a part of.
No, what year are we in?
We are in 2022. Jordan's year, I don't know where he is.
Okay.
Figured you might have fun with that one.
No, it ain't fun. I'm just...
Because he's the only person I've ever heard say Josh Allen a fraud in the same sentence.
Well, he said he's a fraud, and he's like, well, this is 2020. This ain't 1991, is it?
But Josh Allen was not born in 1991.
It's not 1992, right?
Josh Allen was not born there either.
Okay, we're in 2022.
Yes, we are.
Okay. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Pittsburgh. Let's talk to Joe. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, thanks for taking the call. Question for you, and, you know, I should know this. Where's this year's upcoming Super Bowl?
The upcoming Super Bowl for this year?
Yeah.
Oh, you're making me think about it, man. Where the hell is it? Sheesh. Oh man, it's in Vegas.
Okay. I'm just wondering about that. But, you know, the Bills won their first game of the year in Los Angeles, and I think the only thing that could stop them is by losing their last game of the year in Los Angeles against the Chargers in the playoffs. There aren't too many teams that are going to stop the Bills. The Chargers could do it in a shootout game. Kansas City, you know, the Ravens, I don't like the Ravens in the playoffs very much. The only two things I think going against Buffalo, what about the running game? That bothered me last year. You have Josh Allen, so that makes up for it. NFL's different, I know.
Let me answer you. Let's slow down a second. Well, first of all, the Super Bowl in 2 years will be in Vegas. You got to wait one more year. The one that is upcoming will take place in Phoenix.
Right.
And if you're thinking about the running game here of the Buffalo Bills, please take it from someone who is right here in Georgia, right down the road from the Bulldogs. They've actually added to their running game. He didn't have the best of starts because on his only carry he fumbled the ball. But James Cook is going to bring another dimension to this team as the season continues to roll on. And so I know there's an obvious concern looking at the past few years and going, oh, my God, Josh Allen is out there. Oh, my God, who's going to help him run the ball? They've addressed that. Is it going to bear as much fruit as they hope it would? It's to be seen, but it's not something that's to be ignored. I wouldn't be overly concerned about that right now.
Okay. The other point I'd make is this. It could be the best thing or the worst thing. The Bills are the overall favorite, and yeah, it's a piece of history and statistics, but the overall favorite only wins at all half the time, and when they make the Super Bowl, they usually lose. Everybody's gunning for you, and you're not even there yet. So, but that's still pretty good to win half the time when you're the overall favorite.
I'd say it's more than pretty good. There's a reason. You got the dogs out there to go ahead and do it. I'd rather have the best team with the best players with the highest expectations than to go out there with a bunch of bums. Yeah, you can get crushed under the expectations, or you can rise to the occasion. Sure, there's a favorite. Favorite doesn't always win. Well, what would you rather be, the underdog? Would you try to sneak up on folks? Does that make you feel better? I'd rather be the bully. I'd rather go out there and just whoop everybody's ass and go about my day. And if you beat me, then damn it, good for you. You deserve it. The Buffalo Bills, they very well might be the bullies for the season. And sure, you got the expectations of the world on top of you. You don't think there's a sour taste in their mouth from this past season? That back and forth playoff loss and coin tosses and overtimes and seconds left on a clock, 13 of them. You don't think there's a sour taste? Why do you think Von Miller went out to Buffalo? If you want to be worried about anything, and thank you for calling from Pittsburgh, man, they've addressed their issues. Like for the past several years, through the draft over and over again, it's like the Buffalo Bills are looking for a pass rusher. The Buffalo Bills are looking for someone who can help you decide the game. Man, these games are decided by the quarterback and a guy who can bring him down into the dirt. We saw Von Miller take Mr. Burrow into the dirt in the Super Bowl and pretty much help put a stamp on that. We're already seeing it tonight. Two of them. That's why these guys get all the money. You going to throw the ball down the field? Or are you going to get paid to take him down? Steve is calling from Miami. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello?
Yeah, Steve, you're live. Go on ahead.
Yeah, how's it going?
It's going terrific, Steve. Go ahead.
All right. I was just saying, like, I did watch a little bit of the game, and I understand why, the Bills were so successful against the Rams defense because they wasn't pressing them. You get what I'm saying? And now, mind you, let me ask you a question. When is the best corner coming back?
Tre'Davious is unlikely to return for about a month. He's on PUP, so it'll be about a month at minimum.
Okay. Because I'm saying, because the Dolphins got a lot of speed. I want to know if the defense going to handle that, It might be the only ones that could, steal two wins from them, and meet them in the playoffs.
Well, I don't think the Buffalo Bills are overly concerned. That's a game that's 2 weeks away. And if you happen to be the Miami Dolphins or you're a Dolphins fan, I'm not thinking about the Buffalo Bills. I'm thinking about whether or not my quarterback can be consistent throughout the course of the year. And if I happen to be the Buffalo Bills, I ain't thinking about no Dolphins. Let the Dolphins come through and prove something. If I'm the Dolphins, I'm saying to myself, well, is Tua going to consistently be able to get the ball to Waddle and Hill? And if he can do that and if he can stay healthy, then by all means, let's see what we can do. But I ain't worried about stealing two wins from the Buffalo Bills. And if I'm the Bills, I ain't thinking about the Dolphins right now. I'm thinking about a championship. I'm thinking about staying healthy, running through everybody, and seeing what we can do in the playoffs. It's a beautiful thing when you can root for a team and say, man, yep, unless we have some type of catastrophic injury, we can really compete for a Super Bowl. How many teams in the NFL How many teams with full confidence can say that going in? And I'm not talking about, oh, my God, I'm in the locker room. I believe that we can do this. And oh, yeah, we can do it. How many teams really, really say we have a real chance? Only a handful of them. The Bills, they probably got more confidence than anybody, especially after tonight. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take more of your calls on the other side. And then something that we already know. After Matthew Stafford was driven into the ground for sacks 7 times, we're going to hear from him on the other side. He told us what we all know. Say, yeah, we suck tonight. I wonder how his arm is feeling. I'm going to get your calls on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I appreciate you. I'm grateful for your brand of sports talk. You are the best, and I appreciate you keeping us entertained, informed with your hard-hitting and beautiful style of sports talk.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
What a beat now. 31-10, the Buffalo Bills beat the Los Angeles Rams to open up the season. Matthew Stafford tonight started off his day telling everyone that his elbow is okay. A matter of fact, we know he had surgery on his elbow in the offseason. They've been babysitting it throughout the entire year just to get to this point. And this is what Matthew Stafford had to say earlier in the day about his arm. Take a listen.
No limitations. Still think there's – I don't know. I feel great. I mean, I'm ready to go play. Can always be better. Can always try to feel like I'm 21 again. I'll keep trying. But, no, I feel really good. I feel like I can make every throw. I don't know what else you need to hear from me.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, that was earlier in the day on Thursday. He made every throw. He threw 41 passes. He connected with 29 of them. It sucks for him. He made every throw. 3 of them went to the wrong team. 3 interceptions tonight. He was sacked 7 times, and man, they need to work on that offensive line. And it's going to be a work in progress, because if he's getting smacked around like this for the entire season, then he ain't going to last. It's really that simple. And so after the game, Matthew Stafford, he talked about it. He was very clear on his play and the team's performance in general. Listen.
We can play a whole lot better than that. I know that, as disappointing as tonight is, you never want to start the season away that way. It really doesn't matter if it's the first game, last game, whatever it is. You want to win them all. Didn't accomplish that goal tonight. Didn't play well enough to do it.
Yeah, well, it sucks. And they're not this bad. Just played a team that's ready to go out there and win their own damn championship. 855-212-4CBS, Paul. He's calling from Boston. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Paul?
Well, I'll tell you what's up, JR. The first ever live return of football, field control, violence, and positioning, second to politics. And tonight I have the power points as the sports pope will pontificate. Tonight we saw a record, JR. The last time a Super Bowl team came out and got beat bad, Washington beat Dallas by 19 points. The utter smackdown that Buffalo put on them tonight, the dominant control, the ball position, the defense. Credit to Von Miller, a class act. The interview at the end of the game, he mentioned the secondary did such a good job tying up the receivers. They had the unlucky 7 sacks on poor Stafford. And then, of course, he thought he would get slick and throw that no-look pass, which cost him the second interception. 3 tonight. I was shocked to find out last year, Stafford tied the Jacksonville coach for most interceptions, and they still won the Super Bowl. And when Dallas got beat by Washington, they went 0-2, and they came back to win the Super Bowl. So let's not put too much into this.
But the way Buffalo was able to control both sides of the ball, prevent the Super Bowl champs from getting any real momentum going, it was a really impressive display of what we call dominant control, a thorough beating on both sides of the field. And you got to take your hat off to Stafford. He was not quitting. When he threw that interception, you see him tackle that big old beast wanting to put his body on the line. I hope for longevity purposes he doesn't plan on running that much this year, because there's no long-term investment in a quarterback running and getting hit. But what a pleasant and enjoyable surprise of the kickoff of the NFL season. It was much better than I expected. Buffalo, I had picked them to win the Super Bowl this year, and as of tonight, they really look so much better than we expected.
Oh, well, thank you, Paul, for calling from Boston. I don't know if I'd say that. I thought the game was going to be closer. But Buffalo beating up on them, or what Buffalo did by putting up 31, I'm not shocked or surprised. I just thought that the Los Angeles Rams, that they would put up more points. And they had an opportunity to. We saw some of the turnovers, the offensive line, porous, not able to get in any type of a groove. They should be fortunate that they were not blown out more. If I'm going to say I'm disappointed, it's in the fact that we didn't see a closer game. It would have been nice. Dave is calling from Alabama. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, good evening, JR. How's it going, man?
I'm good. What's up?
Hey, what did I say what was going to happen the first week of the NFL? Our quarterback was going to get impaled, steamrolled, and toasted. And Matthew Stafford set the way. Not only that, he not only got beat, I mean, they using his intestines for a jump rope contest.
Okay.
Wow. And then not only that, I can't wait for the Buffalo Bills to play the New England Patriots, because I want the Bills to unleash unholy, ungodly, medieval torture on the Patriots. Because if they could beat the Rams, they could beat the Patriots just like that. I'm just looking forward to it.
Well, you're going to have to wait until December, so just be patient, okay?
Oh, I will be patient. That's not a problem. I just want the Bills to have their way with everybody.
Okay. Are you a Buffalo Bills fan?
Nah, I just like the underdog sometimes.
You think the Buffalo Bills are the underdog?
Yeah, because, I mean, the thing about it is, it's like you root for that underdog, and before you know it, they got a fight in them that you will never believe. They will bring out the three-headed dog on you.
Look, it's an interesting situation, and thank you, Dave, for calling from Alabama. On one hand, you can look at the Buffalo Bills and say, well, they're the favorites. People called me up all last night when I gave my top six list, and I say, I think the Bills have the best chance of winning the Super Bowl. And people agreed, and I think anybody who watches or pays attention to the game, you know why. You saw some of the reasons why tonight. It's pretty much you got a star on offense, you got a star on defense, and the team is riddled with plenty of excellent and great players. It's Josh Allen and Von Miller, who they just brought in. And so there are high expectations for the Buffalo Bills. So it's difficult for me to look at them and go, oh, man, well, they're an underdog. What they do have, unfortunately, is like a get-over-that-hump point. The Buffalo Bills are here right now, and it's just like, are you going to do it? And if the Buffalo Bills do not go to the AFC Championship game, if the Buffalo Bills do not go to the Super Bowl, then they might be running up against that wall where you go, okay, when are y'all actually going to do it? Because Josh Allen is the man. Francis is calling from D.C. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, huge fan. Love you and your show.
Thank you. What's up, Francis?
Yes, sir. I agree. Josh Allen is awesome. He's improving, and he clearly has a very high ceiling. I think he can definitely be the MVP, and I'm rooting for him to finally bring the Bills this most elusive Super Bowl in probably the NFL history. I'm interested to hear your thoughts, JR, though, on the Bills coach's lack of management on his runs as I think he's still young and needs responsibility preached. He's inevitably going to improvise on some of these broken down plays. It's a unique part of his game, and it helped them win tonight, you know, with that incredible diving touchdown. But for them to actively call that many QB options or keeps is not setting him up for long-term success. It's irresponsible, and I pray he doesn't get hurt. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Francis, for calling from D.C. You know, sometimes you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Josh Allen has openly talked about this, especially this past offseason. His coaches have talked about it. You know, nobody wants to see the quarterback in the line of fire. And so you got two options. When that ball is in your hands, when the ball is snapped to you, are you going to stick around behind that line of scrimmage? Are you going to actively go out and attempt to get yards on your own? You can be a sitting duck behind the line, or B, you can venture past it and you can try to be more of an aggressor and you're still a target. This is why they tried to bolster and boost the running game so he isn't out there going out there and taking hits. At the same time, Josh Allen is one of the best quarterbacks in the game. When it's time to improvise, when it's time to get those yards, he's going to have more leeway to do what he wants. He's not in the second tier of quarterbacks. He's not in the third tier of quarterbacks. You know, the coach is the coach, and he can say, don't do that. The coach is the coach. He can discourage you from doing that. But when you go out there and you're picking up the yards and you're helping pick up the W's, it's tough to rein anybody in. I understand what you're saying. This is his game, and the best that they can do is call a play for somebody else to run. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to take more of your calls on the other side. And yes, don't worry, the Rams will be okay.